Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to get to that Cincinnati Bengals bombshell story in Sports Illustrated in just one moment. First, one of my favorite times of the week. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week, and for that, we go to the General, General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Listeners can go online Tuesday through Thursday. Actually, it's now Tuesday through Friday at 93.7thefan.com for a chance to win Starkey's Card of the Week. General, I don't know how you're going to outdo last week. It was Jack Lambert. What do you got?
We'll see what we can do. Gentlemen, good morning. Appreciate you having me today. This Thanksgiving week, we had two contenders for the Card of the Week. First one was Joe Turkey Jones, defensive lineman from the 77 Cleveland Browns. He was summarily dismissed because he plays for the Browns. So the winner this
good
week, T.J. Watt, autographed rookie card, Donruss Classic. Only signed 199 of this card.
General, I think you've outdone yourself again. Ron, how about a T.J. Watt autographed rookie card, only 199 in circulation?
Yeah, T.J. Watt could end up very easily being Defensive Player of the Year. I know Aaron Donald may have something to say about that, but a pretty good choice for a card this week, that's for sure.
Man, I'll say, and I actually just wrote about that. It's up at postgazette.com about all the Steelers in line for major awards and what the odds are that they can win. General, this is unbelievable. What's he doing in the card?
In the card, he's pictured in his Wisconsin uniform, home white, red number 42. Like always, ready to attack the quarterback.
Does Paul Chryst appear anywhere on the card?
He may be in the background.
Maybe.
Thank
really
you, funny,
General.
Though, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
No, go ahead. What's really funny?
What's funny is the draft class of 2017 got me thinking. Imagine when you have an impact draft class, Watt, Schuster, Connor, how quickly your fortunes can turn around.
No doubt, man. And Kevin Colbert, people love to talk about the failures in the draft, but just look at the team and look at where they draft average position every year. And there's not one person who observes these things for a living who will tell you the Steelers don't have a top five roster in terms of talent. Good point,
well,
Dr. Patton.
You get General Patton. You get three starters out of a draft. That's pretty impactful, I'd say. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you next week.
You too, man. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, Ron. Not bad at all. T.J. Watt, rookie card. So let's go to this other story. I didn't know any of this was brewing. This is out of Sports Illustrated. Let me get the headline here first. But there's apparently trouble with Zach Taylor in Cincy. That it's called, here it is. Here's the headline, Sports Illustrated. An inside look at the Bengals' toxic culture. We saw Carlos Dunlap leave very unhappy. We've seen some other players extremely unhappy. And according to this story, it reveals the Bengals have a major culture problem on their hands under second-year coach Zach Taylor. The reporter spoke to a number of players, other people within the organization who suggested his coaching staff lacks communication and leadership, has been downright abusive to the players. All kinds of stuff here in this piece. I didn't know this was happening. Did you?
I did not. I guess I'm not terribly surprised because they're losing again. And, again, we always talk about chemistry and winning or winning in chemistry. Man, when you lose, people don't like each other. That's just human nature. I did not realize it might be this bad. He's a young head coach. I know that. And there were some eyebrows raised when he got the job. That doesn't mean he can't do it. You know, and I thought they were hoping to build something around Joe Burrow, but now he may be out all of next year. It's just a cursed franchise in a lot of ways, and this kind of thing, if it is true, certainly won't help him, Joe.
The article described defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo as, quote, unapproachable, and said he regularly calls players dumb, blank, blank, and dumb, I can't say that word either. Offensive line coach Jim Turner has reportedly used abusive language, once calling offensive tackle Isaiah Prince a, quote, thug. Taylor declined SI's request for comment. Wow. I mean, it's not like they haven't been losing before in Cincy, but I haven't read this kind of stuff. They're 21-1 since he became the head coach. I don't think this bodes well, Ron, although on his side, Joe Burrow, you know, and this is the bottom line. I mean, Joe Burrow is the franchise, and under the circumstances, despite not having an offensive line, he was flourishing under Zach Taylor. So that's the argument for him. And it's a pretty big argument for him. I mean, if I'm Mike Brown, I say, all right, get rid of these assistants. We're changing around your staff, but we're keeping you to work with Burrow. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, I can't get over the fact, though, the kid may miss all of next year. It's just so bad. This injury was just terrible that he had. And again, they're trying to build something, and this happens to them. It just seemingly they can't get out of their own way, Joe, no matter what, and even stuff that isn't their own fault. I mean, it's nobody's fault that Burrow got hurt. But, I mean, I think he's a franchise, a guy you do build around, whether it'll be him, Zach Taylor, or the new head coach and the next head coach. He's a pretty good guy to build around, I think, but they may have to do without him for a year next year.
Feel awful for that guy. I'm talking about, but from a strictly from a competitive standpoint, man, it just sets up another. It sets a win for the Steelers in Cincy on December 3rd. I think Washington.
They're like starting Brandon Allen. I think this weekend, whoever he is, it's just that they have no backup quarterback again, and we see what the Steelers do to those type of guys and. Looks like it's going to be another real easy day, you would think, at least statistically on paper, for the Steelers' defense.
And then tomorrow, if this game happens, and every indication is that it still will, the Ravens are just coming in here completely ravaged, Ron. I mean, this is a game the Steelers absolutely should win, given the circumstances. Doesn't mean they will. I've seen the Steelers beat the Ravens with all kinds of injuries. Charlie Batch beat them in that legendary game when the Ravens were very good and the Steelers weren't. I've seen the Ravens with Ryan Mallett at 4-10 beat the Steelers and nearly cost them a playoff spot. So nothing would surprise me tomorrow. But the way, again, the schedule is shaping up, it's just all in the Steelers' favor.
Yeah, it is. And they're just decimated at running back, and they're decimated on the defensive line. And, we still haven't even seen the list yet of these latest players who are going to be put out, you know, on the list and aren't going to be able to play. You know, we maybe even see more damage before we're done there with those guys. They are coming in at a huge disadvantage, Joe. That's just the way it is. That's just a fact.
And they might not be coming in until tomorrow. They may travel. The whole thing's ridiculous. They may travel on the day of the game. It's silliness, really. All right, Ron. Top of the hour, we'll go to Chris Hoke for an entire hour talking about all things Steelers, what happened in the game this past weekend, looking forward to this game. And also, I do want to ask him about this schedule coming up. I know we ask this every week, but it's a fluid situation, as they say, as to which team on that schedule leaps out as the team that could end this unbeaten season. Chris Hoke coming up next.